I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome back to the third and final hour of the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. I'm your host, Captain Mickey Eastman, producing this morning.
Hey, it's Johnny B, everybody. How's it going?
Oh, it's going. Looks like we're going five sets, man.
Just five sets deep, baby.
Man, won the four sets, so here we go. Going five.
Getting excited.
These guys are awesome. Been a beautiful match.
Cream of the crop, man. This is fun to watch.
Shots. Our team, his backhand down the line is just... That's won him a couple of sets with some really clutch shots. Love good championship tennis. It's a dogfight. See what Joker can do with it now. Never count the Joker out. But I like this kid. He's from Austria. He's good. I like his dad's name, too. His dad's name is Wolfgang. All right. Well, let's get to our phone lines. We do have a few available for this last hour. Give us a call. And if you got any tips for old Gun Show Joe when he takes his trip to Alaska, feel free to call in and share them with us. He's going to do a 10-day deal up there, and he's going to make the most of it. All right, let's get to our lines. Let me throw that number out, 713-572-4610. All right, who's up next? Guitar Dave's next. Dave, a little earlier this week, what's going on?
Hello? Oh, the phone ain't working. Hey. There it is.
Now hey. It's working.
There we go.
I think we have a stuck
No, everything's good. Yeah, I was enjoying that all the conversations last week. I mean, I was basically calling to say, hey, but Roland Doobie, man, he's working over there at Minute Maid. You know, we did the mock-ups back before it was built, like, because they had a lot of round stuff, and they're doing some remodels. So he was up in a light curtain pocket up on a scissor lift, and Jim Crane come in with two other guys in suits and had them come down. And Roland told me that he walked up to them and shook their hand and was thanking them for all their hard work and everything, and, you know, the progress they were making. And Roland said he told him, well, Mr. Crane, the only other famous people that I know that I got to check their hands were like Captain Mickey Eastman and the guys that are on the show. And he said, Mr. Crane knew who you were. I'm dead serious, man. The closest I ever got to him was when Cheryl Fryer, you know, I've known her since I was a kid. She was coming up out of the tunnel and going to throw out a first pitch. And I said, hey, Cheryl. And she turned around, hey, David Pryor. And she walked straight over to Mr. Crane, turned him around and pointed at me, and then he waved at me and I got to take a picture. But yeah, that's pretty cool, man. You know, hey, a lot of people listen to you, Captain Mick, and they take you to the bank, man, let me tell you.
Always been an Astros fan since little kid. My dad went to his grave diehard Astros fan, and
I remember that
back from the Houston Buffs and Colt 45 days to the Astro days, baseball was just a big part of my life. I played the game most of my young life. It's a great game. It's just a shame that, you know, all this blemish stuff coming out, but we'll get through it and go on with it.
Hey, you know, and I got a congratulations of Gary, Coach Coob, man. You know, he got the Minnesota Vikings offensive coordinator job, but like when I saw him here a few months ago, I asked his wife Ron if they were coming to the 40th a reunion, and she's like, no, he's in Minnesota. And Gary looked at me and said, Dave, it's cold, man. But remember that time he said, wait a minute, that's Guitar Dave's voice. Hey, I listened to him with Captain. See, you're real famous, man, dude. All the big celebrities know you, Captain Nick, you know. But, hey, and speaking of other celebrities, Tex, I've been talking with him because we're trying to get some trips together. I got, like, three different guys that I know they want to take their grandson, so I'm trying to get all that together because spring break's coming up, so y'all better start getting booking your guides now. And the best way to go is with a guide, Captain Nick. You know, when you go, you show up, and they take care of you very, very well, you know.
Yes.
And we appreciate it. But, no, that's about it. And the only other kind of on a don't-run-from-the-law note, I stayed at my mom's house the other day right here at Park Road in 45, and that rent house that I got over there on Norland, I wasn't there, but a lady ran a light over here at 4 o'clock in the morning. Normally I'm leaving out of here to head over to the yard over there, and she ran the red light, tried to run from them. 50 yards, let's say 25 yards from that other house that I was in. She turned, didn't make it, ran into a brick wall in front of a small church and died. Just running from the long arm of the law. My dad taught us a long time ago, pull over and pay for what you done. You know, that's it. Don't run from the law.
You can run,
so that's part of living here in the hood, Captain.
You can't outrun the law, dogs. I got two.
No, that's
support.
What I'm saying, you know. Especially all these long, tall Texans that are probably listening to us right now and see me every morning going out there and stop and see me over there in the parking lot, you know, because they're out there listening too, you know, so they know, and our firefighters and all them guys. And, oh, real quick, I am cooking chicken for over there American Legion Post 586. I'm going to get it seasoned up here when I get back, and we're just going to be watching the Super Bowl, hanging out, you know, with the veterans over there and feeding them up, and if any veteran, anybody wants to come by over there and say hi to us, y'all come by. Everything's cool.
Cool deal.
All right, man. Hey, well,
right,
I appreciate
Dave.
Y'all.
All right,
hey, thanks a lot, man.
All right,
okay,
see you.
Thanks.
All right, take care. All right, next up, let's go to two. Let's talk to Bart. Bart, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Fine, sir. Thanks for asking. How are you?
I'm doing great. Yeah, I was just going to ask you about these catchaway rods. I got a few of them about that smoker. Smoker. That's a good rod. I like that. But let me give you another one. And I want a real light action. Like I heard you and Cliff Tim talk yesterday about the quickies. You know, you know, you got to feel that bite.
Right.
You know, on them things. And I'm just looking at them. There's a lot of them out of stock that I like. But I would just... I guess I'm gonna have to wait on them.
What are you looking for? You were breaking up real bad, and
I'm sorry.
You're clear now, but at the beginning of the call, it was real sketchy.
Okay, a castaway rod. I'm looking at one that I heard you and Cliff Webb talking about yesterday, about a light rod where you could feel that little bump, you know, on a corky.
Right.
And I'm looking at these rods, and you know, a lot of them are out of stock. Castaway here, but I guess I'll wait. I'm just trying to figure out.
How about the Invicta?
I'm looking at that
series. That's what I throw. That's my favorite out of all the series rods they have is the Invicta. I throw the Donk and the Waiter Medium Light.
Okay.
Those are the two series I like the best right there. They fit my type of fishing better than any rod they got for me.
Okay. Yeah, I see that one that's the light popping rod, but I don't want that. I don't want that popping rod.
No, popping rod, that's for throwing meat. And if you want to throw lures, you know, stick with a skeleton skeleton series, you know, and that's a great rod for the price. I mean, $129, $130 for a rod of that quality is pretty good. And I've got a couple of those I fish with, the Skeleton Nano, and I think it's the VX1 or whatever. But out of all the rods they make, I've got real accustomed to that different material grip handle on the split grip. The Nano has a split grip cork, and the Invicta has a split grip composite-like material for the handle. And that action of the Donk and the Waiter Medium Light are just, man, they just work beautifully, throwing Lilies and hot rods, corkies, soft plastics. I mean, top waters, it fits all my needs, those two particular rods right there.
Yeah, I bought that smoker not too long ago, and I really like that. Caught a couple reds on it, and it handled good, but
I got one that's I bought at the Corpus Christi Boat Show probably about 21 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And it's got I was just maybe going to take it over there and see if they could. The eye, part of the eye, the plastic part,
Insert.
The insert. But I don't know if it's worth fixing, you know, because it's pretty old. I don't know. You know, if you get on a fish, I don't know if it'll break or, you know.
It shouldn't, you know, if you unless you've damaged it some, you know, bruised it real
no,
bad.
No, I took good care of it. It's still in good shape.
Yeah, but, yeah, just have them put you a new eye on it.
Yeah, they do that over there at the store?
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you're going to enjoy your trip. One of my best fishing days down in Corpus was in February, mid-February. You're going to enjoy your trip down there.
That's why I'm going. It all depends on the weather. You know, I got two days to fish, so maybe I'll get one good wind out of two, and it doesn't matter. I'm going to get to hang out with Cliff for 2 days, and that's all that matters to me, man. Me and him have been friends for years and years, but we've never fished together.
Yeah, I'll go down to Snoopy's and eat. And...
Yeah, heck yeah, man. That's what it's all about. Yeah. We're going to live it up while we're down there.
That's it. The cold and rainy, that's the day I caught a lot of my fish. Man, me and a buddy of mine, we were nailing them back then. But, I'm just looking at these rods. And I guess I'll go by there Monday or Tuesday. I'll be off, see what they got.
Yeah, stop by there. Go by their shop over there, and they're real nice. You know, all the people that work there, they'll help you out. They'll show you what they got.
Yeah, well, that guy's talking about them people running from the law. Rubber can out, run radio.
No, helicopters and and all our good cops, man.
they don't
have a chance. And all they do is endanger themselves, the police that are chasing them, and then people that are, you know, pedestrians and everything else. It's just not worth it.
You know, yeah, that's how they get their blood up, man. They go out there and... And man, they're so ready to, you know, they got their blood pumping when pull you out of the car, you know, just like, my gosh, you know.
I wouldn't want to do their job.
Oh yeah. You know, they got to do their job, and that's the way to do it, you know. But I enjoy your show. Really do.
Thank you, sir.
I listen to you quite a bit. And, you have a good one and good luck in Corpus with old Cliff and enjoy yourself and eat some good food down there.
We're going to do it. All of the above, my friend.
There you go.
All right.
There you go. Thank you,
sir.
All
right, Bart. Hey, good talking to you. Take care.
You too. Thank you.
Bye. All right. Bart weighing in there. And next up, we'll have Robert after the break. Robert, hang with me. I'll get to you right after this commercial break. And we do have some lines available. If you care to call in, we'd love to hear from you. 713-572-4610.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 621 in the Bayou City. I was looking when we were at the break, that Outlaw Outdoors team series, first tournament at Sam Rayburn yesterday. I think the winning sack, let's see here, and the open team, Mark Muke and his son Caden, they were boat number 250. They had their five fish. It went 24-06. They won $11,000. Second place team, Brian Lohr and Harold Moore, they had their five fish. It went 22-53, and they won $5,000. So there you go. There you go. Let's see. Trying to read this on my phone. It's kind of hard to do. Had boat number 7 had 14 something. They finished. Yeah, it's way down the list. Team 28. But not bad. 5-pound average for the Big Sam. It has gone down a little bit from recent years. All right, let's get back to our phone lines. We do have some lines available. It's Open Line Fun Sunday on Super Bowl Sunday and Groundhog Day. 713-572-4610. All right, Robert's up first. Promised him that before the break. Robert, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show.
Hey, Captain Mickey, how you doing today, man?
Fine, sir. How are you?
I'm all right. Super Bowl Fun Sunday.
That's it. Groundhog Day today. Is he going to see a shadow or not?
Shit, I don't know. He probably will.
Say what?
Usually does.
Well,
he usually does. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, he usually sees that shadow. We have an extra week or two of winter, a month, however long it is.
I think it's six weeks if he sees it. 6 more weeks.
Oh, good God. Hey, I got 2 quick things. First, I want to mention about the Astros. Yeah, we know they got caught cheating, but we still love them. I mean, all of them cheat. Every team has to. Just the Astros got caught. No big deal.
Well,
do you believe me?
Yeah, well, it, you know, depends on whether you call it cheating or not. I hate to just be that blunt and just call it flat-out cheating.
Yeah.
You still got to hit the ball. You got to see the ball.
Yeah. That's
and
right.
Even
That's
if you
right.
know it's coming, I mean, a good pitcher, even you know what his next pitch is going to be, you still got to hit it.
That's true. That's true.
The year that they accused him of doing that, they actually had a better road record than they did a home record, and they actually won the World Series on the road in L.A.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't condone cheating or anything. I you know, there's just too much of that going on these days, but they're making a bigger deal out of this, and they did the all the steroid scandal. And,
yeah, most definitely.
But it is a black eye on the game, and, we, you know, they need to do what they can. But I mean, that's been part of baseball forever, is stealing signs. I mean, it's – I mean – for you to look
part of the
and
game.
See what that's part of the game exactly.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
when you bring in the new modern technology and the electronic end of it and everything else and banging on trash cans, they even accused them of wearing buzzers, monitors under their jersey, which I think was a bunch of malarkey. But anyway, they accused them of that, you know, to signal them what pitch was coming, and it. I don't know. I'm just ready to
definitely,
get through
definitely.
It and get over
what
with.
What was that? What? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. Go ahead.
What was that guy's name back in the early 2000? McGuire. What was his name?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Mark McGuire.
Wasn't he on steroids?
They claim. Yeah, you know, they
okay.
all of them were accused of it. Roger Clemens, Andy Pettit, Mark McGuire, Sammy Sosa, Barry Bonds. I mean...
So his record, does his record still stand?
Well, I don't know. Are they going to put an asterisk next to it like they said they were going to do with the Astros? All right. They just
I don't know.
Hoisted the Punxsutawney Phil up in the air. I got the groundhog deal going. I switched over to a news channel so I could see whether this thing sees a shadow. It looks like it's snowing there and it's cloudy, so we shouldn't be able to see anything.
That's true. And what about those shoeless Joe Jackson?
Yeah, the
one of the greatest
Chicago
ones
Black
ever.
Sox. The Black
yeah.
Sox. Back in the day.
Hey, one more quick question. I'm gonna let you go. I know you got people holding. Hey, I haven't hunted on public land in a long time. I've always hunted in Angleton on private property. To get a hunting license now, do you have to go through a class? And if so, are you exempt from it if you were born by a certain year?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember the year. If you were born before that, you don't have to take a hunter safety course, but after that, you do. You can
what
go
is
to
that year?
Go to Texas Parks and Wildlife's website, look it up.
Okay, all right.
Google it, and they'll tell you what year. And
okay.
But you
Alrighty.
Do have to take a hunter safety course to get a license.
Okay. If well, I'm not worried about myself. I probably don't. I was born in 65. I think I'm exempt from it.
Right.
But my boy, he will. All righty. Well, hey, enjoy the game and drink some cold ones, and we will too, and have a good one, okay?
Happy
Thank
Super
you very
Bowl
much.
Sunday. All right, thanks. See you now.
All right, goodbye.
All right, take care. All right, next up, let's go to Mike. Mike, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show.
Good morning.
No, wait
Nick.
A minute. It's
How
Herman.
Doing?
It's Herman. Is it Mike?
I
okay,
got Mike
my screen
here.
Just changed right before my eyes, Johnny. Okay. Mike, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mick. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'll just sit here with some early sick old dogs on the couch listening to you. I think they're more early sickos than me.
I heard Thank that.
You. I don't let me sleep late. I know that. I got some tips for Joe on his Alaska trip. I mean, I'll teach you that one about going on a guide that first day will help him a lot. And then, I mean, he said he was going to halibut fish the whole 10 days, but if he get a chance to do some salmon fishing, he should.
Yeah, that salmon fishing's fun, man.
Yeah, it's a lot more fun than halibut fishing. Halibut fishing was just kind of a bottom fishing, and the times I did it, it was, you know, 300-400 feet deep, and it gets tiring reeling in that big weight and fish and stuff that deep. But salmon fishing is a total blast.
Yeah, you know, halibut fishing, that always kind of reminded me of, you know, it's like reeling up a truck tire or something, you know?
Exactly. And ones we caught, I was hoping for, like, you know, catching at least 100-pounder or so, but every one we caught was like 25, 30 pounds.
Yeah.
But it was fun, but we had been up there twice, and the second time we didn't do the halibut fishing. We just went salmon fishing and did stuff like that. It was a lot more fun catching those 10, 15-pound salmon on trout.
Were y'all catching silvers?
Silvers, yeah.
They say they're the most fun ones to catch, man. They do a lot of jumping and everything. They're cool.
Yeah, it was a blast. We did catch some kings the first trip we went up there, but it was out of season. We just had to release them.
Right.
But they wasn't as aerodynamic, jumping out of the water as good as the
silvers.
But I know he was going in May, so that's, I think the salmon season is a little bit later, July and August, September for silver. So, but if he gets a chance, that's a thing to do. I mean, it's a blast.
Well, according to the groundhog, we're going to have an early spring.
Well, that's good. It's been a warm winter, so.
Yeah. I'm all for it. I'll put all my hopes on a groundhog this year.
Yeah. Another tip for him, if I don't know how much meat he wants to bring back, he's going to salmon fish that long. That's a lot of meat.
Yeah.
But what we did, we brought back, usually with the places they stay, they'll box it, freeze it, fillet it, and freeze it, and vacuum seal it and stuff, and freeze it, and put it in like a little ice chest and inside of a cardboard box, and just ship it like an extra bag when you fly back.
Right.
Cost you like $50, like an extra case, suitcase, instead of trying to airship it back.
Right.
It'll save him a lot of money.
Yeah, it will.
Well,
no doubt.
That's all the tips I got.
All right, Mike. Well, appreciate the info, my friend. And you have
all
a good Sunday.
You too. Talk to you later.
Who you pulling for today?
I'm going to go with Kansas City.
There you go.
I am too.
Especially
Andy Reid. Andy Reid's a good coach. Been in the league a long time. So.
That's what I'm going to do, especially since Santa Fe Jim called me out on a bet. I'm going to go with
it. Yeah.
All right, buddy. Mike, have a good one. All right,
okay,
bud. Thank you. All right. After Mike and after the break, we got Herman, Russell, David, and Carl. You guys hang with me. We'll get you right after this commercial break.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, if you want to hunt and fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show. Captain Mickey will tell you where to go and what to throw.
Have a nice cool run in the morning. Hopefully the winds will lay down for them. Make it look tough running into a 35-mile-per-hour headwind.
I guarantee you.
It's bad enough in your truck, much less on your feet. Yeah. I'm used to it in the boat. Man, it really feels like you're going fast. You're running 40 into that kind of wind, man, it feels like you're flying. Your old skin is just wrinkling, and you get the more your face moves around. And then when you start getting that, what do they call it, turkey neck, then you really feel that flapping around in the high wind. All right, let's go to Will Kirkpatrick. He knows about turkey neck. Will, what's going on this morning, bud?
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Boy, we must have been bored that day, Benny and I, talking about turkey neck. All right. Australian Open update. Joker's got him down in the fifth set. Legs are getting heavy after 4 hours. They're almost into a four-hour match now, so they're not moving too well. But Joker's up 5-3 with team serving, trying to hang in there and not lose his championship. All right, let's get back to our phone lines. Up next, Herman. Herman, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show.
Good morning, Captain Mick. How you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, pretty good. Listen, my question is, can you still fish the Rolo past shorelines of the beach?
Well, yeah, you can fish around it, sure. You just can't fish inside of it because it's closed off
right now. Okay. I was wondering about that.
Yeah.
Have you heard anything? Have they reduced the pricing on the at the park, at SeaWorld Park, or is it going up?
Man, you know, that's a good question. I really don't know. If they've come down on their prices, I wouldn't think so. I don't know why they would, you know, unless they're just feeling real gracious. Want to help some fishermen out, you know, especially with rollover being closed.
Right. That's what somebody was telling me. Thought it might would do us well. I don't know. I ain't going to drive wheel just to see.
How much did it cost to get into SeaWorld Park?
I don't know. It's been 3 years since I went down there. It was about $6, I think, last time I went.
Mm-hmm.
Plus fishing on the pier too. You had to pay for that. It was a good fishing though.
Yeah.
Sure was. Is when squirrel season on for like Houston County, you know?
Squirrel season runs, I think, through the end of the month. Let me look that up for you and see here, because I think we go towards the end of February with squirrel season now, if I can find it on here. Rabbits and hares, fur-bearing animals, non-game. Here we go, squirrels. Let's see. No, I've said flying squirrels. I may be wrong on that. I may have punched on the wrong deal. But I'm pretty sure it's towards the, you know, the last weekend of the month.
Right.
Kind of like quail season. Runs pretty far.
I'm gonna try to go today. I ain't been able to do no hunting this year at all. My whole eyes have been bad. I had triple odd bypass and back surgeries and stuff.
Goodness.
They told me I couldn't. I said, you don't need me going deer hunting. I can't pick up nothing. I couldn't see that good. I could have to wait till daybreak to get in the woods and have to be out of the woods before dark. So I said, I'm going to try to go today to drive down, see if I can knock a few squirrels or rabbits off up in a day.
Right.
And hopefully I can get back to real hunting next year. Just hopefully. Because like I said, they told us don't pick up nothing over 10 pounds. So I said, well, I can pick that squirrel up a rabbit. There ain't no problem with that.
What kind of eye surgery do you have? Cataract or what?
Well, I'm going to have it. I got a few cataracts, but the rest of it is because of my sugar. And
oh, okay.
Blood pressure. Yeah. So they talking about it. I'll see this month on the 4th.
Yeah, squirrel season goes through February 23rd. It ends when quail season does.
Oh, okay.
That's for East Texas.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's what I said I'm going to do today. I'm going to go out there and see what I can do while everybody's sitting around the TV.
Well, there you go. You might have the woods to yourself.
That's right. That's what I figure I will. All right, then. You have a good day.
Okay, Herman. Hey, good luck with all your health issues, man. Hang in there, buddy.
Oh, yeah. I'm better known as the fish dog.
I know who you are, old fish dog himself. Spoon chunking machine.
It's Kansas City today, Mickey.
Okay, I'm with you. I'm going to hold you to that, Herman.
All right. Take care of
that. That way I can get $10 off of Jim.
I know that's right.
Okay. All right, buddy.
Later, man. Bye-bye.
Take care. All right, that's Herman. Oh, fish dog. Hadn't heard from him in a while. Let's go to Russell. You're up next. Russell, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show.
Morning, Captain Mickey. How you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
Doing my part here in Texas. You know, we don't have no groundhogs like they do in Pennsylvania, but we got hogs. So I just took out Punxsutawney boar, and he ain't going to see a shadow this morning. So we should be good on the spring prediction they got over there on the East Coast.
Oh, boy. Then in the herd.
Well, at this time of year, they start hitting our hay fields pretty hard and the pastures. I don't know. I think there's a lease up the bio from us. And them guys are busy shooting deer and everything during the winter, so they kind of camp out there and eat up on corn. And then they start harassing them about now, and they move downstream. And it's a yearly thing. They, like you said, the people look forward to groundhogs. I got to look forward to wallers in the hay field.
That's it.
So had to go get a thermal scope and teach them a little lesson. Hogs don't go around here.
Do a little pig eradication.
Well, it comes and goes. I mean, like this morning I got up about 3:30 and got out here and just kind of, you know, sit in the truck and watch a few areas along the fence line. I know they cross and didn't see nothing. And it's getting right close to daylight like it is right now. And I was like, I'm going to run down by that. Or they got a duck pond on a neighbor's property. So I went down there and he's over there. And I get a lot more of the big boars by themselves, the sounders. Every once in a while I'll catch a sounder, but it seems to be I get the boars more than anything. So he's out there by himself. I was like, well, you already been up for 3 hours. You might as well make it worthwhile taking him out. He's still got a rooter on him.
Put one in the rear and behind the ear. You know, usually when you see them by themselves, they are boars.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm about to break down. The guy I bought my thermal scope from, he's got a little old store up there in Appleby, Texas, and real good guy, Jason's. He's more of a trying to help people with their hog problems than they are sell scopes. And but he also sells a little old electronic call now that somebody here in Texas they make. And they went out and they recorded live pig noises, you know, pigs fighting, pigs in distress, boars, you know, challenging their boars and everything. And, you know, I've actually seen the evidence of it. It works pretty doggone good. And if nothing else, you'll call in the coyotes, take care of them too in the same night. So we may have to get super technical with these boogers and get them where they'll come to me a little bit closer. I got lucky with this one. He was right next to a levee, so I could drive the truck right up there and drag him behind the truck and hoist him up with the winch. And to the gut pile we shall go.
Heck yeah. Well, do what you can. Good luck with that.
Oh, it's hey, it's kind of like a bull. Your work is never done when it comes to pigs, pig eradication.
No joke.
Well, I don't care what they do. I doubt we'll ever get ahead of them in Texas.
No, it ain't gonna happen.
I can keep them in check. I mean, like I said, I had to get up at 3:30 this morning, come out here and look for pigs because when I first got the scope, I go out right at sunset and stay out till about 11 o'clock midnight. Well, pigs learn between sundown and midnight. It's you don't cross the street, lock your door, stay inside. Well, now they come out early in the morning.
Yeah.
So, you just got to stay one step ahead of them. That's all you can do.
They're smarter than they look.
Yes, sir. Well, I know a lot of people think they're dumb as a box of rocks. If they don't have hunting pressure, yeah, they are. But if you put pressure on them, they learn real quick what you're
up to. Hey, the survival of the hog, they're not they don't survive like they do for being stupid, I can tell you that.
Well, between the brains and their reproductive habits, they can, like I said, they can knock it out pretty darn quick. So,
kind of like old Wyatt looked over at Ike and said, well, you're not as stupid as you look.
Yep. pretty much. So.
All right, Russell.
Anyway.
Well, hey, keep it up, man. Hang in there.
That's one all I can time. Do. Like I said, yes, sir. Y'all have a good one.
See you, buddy. Take care.
Yes, sir.
All right. Next bye-bye. Up, we got, who do we have here? David. David, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show.
Hey, good morning, Kev. How you doing?
Good. How are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. Man, first of all, I'd like to say, man, you give a good program. I've been listening to you for a long time, and I'm just up early now at the airport trying to pick up my brother-in-law. He's going to go to church, and they got a little cruise going on, so I have to take him to Galveston. Yeah. Had two things I want to discuss with you and stuff. First of all, with the Astros, I'm well with baseball, period. I kind of raised a baseball player myself and been around that game for a good little while.
Yes, sir.
And thing about change up fastballs, curveballs, knuckleballs, things of that nature. The fastball is almost a 98% percentile going to get across that plate.
Right.
Guaranteed. It's going to come. It's just a certain spot. And you may hear the term of baseball people that know the sport say, well, this team is awful disciplined. You know, they don't swing at everything and anything.
Right.
Well, if 80 to 90% of the time a curveball or changeup of those type of pitches, knuckleballs, are going to be balls if you don't swing at them.
Right.
You notice how a lot of them, they come and they look like they go into the center and then they drop off the map and some of them be in the dirt. You say, why are they swinging that pitch and stuff? It's because they're designed to come in looking like they're going to cross the plate, but they don't cross the plate because of the different spins they have on them.
That's what we call rolling off the table, bud.
Absolutely. So if I know that this guy is going to throw that curveball and stuff, I know my percentage of the percentage of it being a ball is going to be great. So I lay off of it. I stand straight or some people swing at him and stuff and look crazy, and they say, dog, he look awful foolish swinging at that pitch. That's because you have – so if you get a heads up on a pitch and stuff, that's definitely to your advantage. Fastballs and stuff, if you sit on a fastball, it still takes a great player to hit a fastball. Now, don't get me wrong. Everybody can hit that fastball. But you got some players out there that can wear a fastball out, but they can't hit that can't hit them curveballs and all those other balls and stuff because they do their thing. So just a little input. I ain't going to bore y'all with too much baseball. But another thing, I've been out there, Captain. I consider myself a pretty good fisherman. And I've been out to the mud hole, and I threw my tackle box. If I say tackle box, my tackle box and the shrimp that I had, fresh shrimp, in that mud river in Freeport, and I'm just so disappointed. And maybe because I'm too lazy to get the boat cranked up and going out there, because, I want to get in because it's cool, and you just sit out there in that cold too long. It's discomfort. But I ain't catching, so is it me? I mean, I've been fishing since I've been a little boy. Dad took me.
What are you talking about, fishing in the Brazos River?
I'm out of Freeport. I guess that's it's called the Brazos River.
Yeah, that's
that river
Brazos
you go
river.
To the dead end and go over the little hill. And,
yeah.
Yeah. Now, usually when I take my boat out there and launch out there on the last dock and then go all the way around past the football field and come all the way back in that little hole by Dow Chemical. Mm-hmm. I do real good back there and stuff, but I just still don't – not making that trip. I'm really
disappointed. Well, no matter what you throw or what you're using for bait, if the fish aren't there, you're not going to catch them, bud. It ain't you. If they're not there, you can't catch them, brother. That's the way it works. Man. You got to be
that's
on them
the way
to get
it
them.
Works. So I had to ask the pro and stuff because my friend got a freezer full of redfish, and I'm just trying to figure out, man.
Hey, I know I can fish, and I got all the arsenal to do it with, and if I'm not on them, I can't catch them.
Absolutely.
That's a fact, Jack.
Isn't that something? But I'll tell you one thing for the fishermen. Those trout are not going to let you down. They're there. And be surprised. Don't be surprised. The flounders are hitting too, right at the bank. You kind of wait till about the sun comes up and it get a little flat near the shore and just, cast your net out there, get the mullets and get your five. So I've been doing good with flounder and trout. Sand trout. I don't want to get it twisted. It's not the speckles, sand trout.
Yeah.
But they're nice. They're pretty big and stuff, but. That redfish, I sure, my guns want them redfish, and I just can't.
They'll come. You'll be there when they come through. You'll get them. All right, man. I got to get a couple of more callers if I can here. I got to run.
All right.
Buddy.
God bless you, man, and
you
I enjoy your show.
You too. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. See you. All right. Carl, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show. Carl?
Hello, Joe down there. If he wants some good excitement, are you still there?
Yes.
If you want some good excitement, tell him to point his bow towards Canada. A guy down there caught a 9-foot-long, 320-pound shrimp. You think I'm kidding you? Go look at it on the internet, and he can have all the seafood he wants for a year. He can have a big old ball, shrimp ball in Louisiana for the whole town.
Oh, man. Hey, you can make a big poor boy out of that one, brother.
Heck yeah, you could tell him this, though. You got to bring a 30-06. They shot it about 8 times with a 30-06. And you got to bring a shovel with him so he can pop it on the head about 10 times and still didn't die. So I'm just letting you know, go on the internet and look at that shrimp, man. You
all right.
Believe it.
Okay.
Hey,
all right.
One more thing. I got to know you got to go. Make sure you eat at Catfish Charlie's. Try their gumbo. It's pretty good, too. And if you go to Snoopy's, go ahead and get that Mai Mai, fried Mai Mai dinner. You'll love it.
I'll work on it.
Hey, you be good.
All right, Carl. See you. All right. John, I got time to get Randy real quick, or we out of it? I'll go fast. Randy, you got a few seconds here. What's up?
Good morning, Captain Mickey. I don't know, just about any situation, I always say, shoot low, boys, because they're riding Shetland ponies. Anyway, Captain Mickey, I'm going to go catch me some catfish, and if they ain't biting, if you play House of the Rising Sun, they'll bite on anything after you play that out there.
Well, there you go. That's a good one. The animals.
Hey, I love your program, Captain Mickey, and God bless you.
Hey, thank you, Randy. Good luck fishing, man. Play the sun.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Buddy. We already changed his luck right then, Johnny B.
On the button, baby.
That's it, baby. All right, go Chiefs because of Santa Fe Gym. I'm pulling for the Chiefs. And good luck fishing this week. Hope everybody has a great time outdoors. That's all the time we have for today's show, but we'll be back next week, Thursday morning, bright and early at 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.